Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to a bonus edition of the Extra Rounds podcast. This week, we have Gegard Mousasi joining us for a bonus edition right after signing a six-fight contract with Bellator. Let's jump right into it. On the MMA Hour, Chael Sonnen, who came on after you, pointed to an interview with you before the Weidman fight and said that you said that the free agency wasn't a media play and that the UFC was where you wanted to be. And he kind of rhetorically asked, what changed? So what did change, if anything?
I think, listen, I was so close to win the UFC belt, to fight for the belt at least. I think UFC, you know, had 3 months to make the deal with me. They tried to, slow ball, how you say it?
Low ball.
Yeah, they, you know, they had all of the time to get the deal done with me. So, I don't know, maybe they're on a tight budget because the company is sold for $4 billion. They have a lot of debt. They're cutting on employees. They're cutting on fighters' paychecks. So, you know, maybe they cannot pay those high numbers as they used to. I don't know. They had all the opportunity to make the deal with me. And like I said, they dropped the ball, I feel. I'm going to do what's best for me and my family. It's belt is nice, but belt is not going to provide a better future for my kids. I don't have kids, but if I have, you know, at the end of the day, what can I provide them? A good education, healthy financial stability, or a UFC belt? What would you choose?
Oh, family stability for sure.
It's a belt. It's a belt. You know, it's a plastic paper. I can be the best fighter and never hold a belt.
Had you got?
I felt like I should have fought Yoel Romero for the interim belt. But it's funny how Whitaker dropped, skipped three places above me, and he got the title. Listen, and I have to say, no respect, disrespect to you, Whitaker. I'm happy for him. He's a nice guy. Congratulations. He definitely deserves it. He proved it. But I'm saying it's all about if they give you an opportunity or not, if they believe you can be a star or not. You know, I'm from Holland. I was born in Iran, Armenian parents. I don't know. Maybe there's not a market for that for a guy out of those regions. I don't know. But if you're Australian or American or English guy, I don't know, maybe it's better for the company. So, you know, I felt like that. I'm underrated throughout my whole career. Every time someone comes up and say, well, he lost to this guy or he lost to that guy. Well, motherfuckers, they were on steroids.
Had you got it?
Or, you know, I'm a steady fighter. I've been in the top 10 throughout my whole career. And I'm in my prime now. And so I don't know. I don't know what to say to you. You know, it is what it is.
Had you gotten the interim title fight, do you think you would have stayed, or was it just, you know, Bellator was too alluring? No matter what?
It would have been made things a lot more interesting. But at the end of the day, I feel like I should be compensated because I'm a good fighter, not because I have a certain hair color. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They say Mark Hunt he sells arenas. Well, I don't know how many times did he fight in Australia. If you say if Mark Hunt fights in Europe, is his market value so much higher than me when I defeated him? When I have a better record than him, when I'm younger, I can fight a lot longer time. You know, they pay two, three. Well, how many times? Maybe five, six times. They were paying more than what I was making. Five times or four times. I don't know. So. Come on, let's be fair.
So, Bellator's kind of dipped their toes into the pay-per-view waters with a recent Madison Square Garden event. Is that appealing to you, or do you kind of like the low-stress environment of the network television broadcast and not feeling like you have to sell pay-per-views?
Well, I have pay-per-view numbers, but I don't know how much it works because Bellator is not really a pay-per-view company yet. As the company will grow, so will the pay-per-view shows grow. So there's plenty of interesting fights to be made, and if I'm on the pay-per-view number and I have to promote the fight, for sure, why not? But I'm not relying on pay-per-view numbers. It's nice if it happens. If not, I'm comfortable.
And you also mentioned sponsorship. Have you already begun to explore sponsors? I know you mentioned focusing on bigger sponsors and not having necessarily the quantity.
Well, you know, a lot of sponsors have died because, let's say, before Venom was sponsoring, a lot of big companies were. Because of the Reebok deal, you don't have those things. So I don't know how the market is for sponsorship. I don't need it, actually. If it happens, it happens. Nice. If someone thinks, oh, let's help Gerard Mousasi and because we like him, that's the only way some sponsor is going to work with me, not because I can promote them. Or so I'm not really relying on sponsors. If it happens, it happens. If not, you know, I'm happy. I'm comfortable.
And one thing a lot of fighters who have made this jump over to Bellator have said is the Viacom relationship and what Viacom can offer that the UFC wouldn't be able to offer. Was that a part of the discussions at all?
Yeah, a lot of things come up to discussion. The freedom that I have in Bellator, the saying, the opportunities that I can have. UFC is more strict. Reebok is very strict. You can't do anything. You cannot say, I want this. I cannot come and say to UFC, well, this guy, I'm training with this guy. He's a real talent. Please give him a chance. It's not like that. In Pride, in Dream, you were able to do that. If you would say, give this guy an opportunity. In Bellator, I can have that even. You know, stuff like that. But they make big difference. You feel like you're important. You can contribute and grow with the company. Stuff like that.
And part of this deal is that you're kind of walking, I don't want to say walking away, that's maybe the wrong phrase to use, but there's big fights that you could have been involved in that fans might never see come to fruition, like Bisping or Rockhold or Whitaker, like you mentioned. Was it difficult to go to Bellator knowing that those fights might not ever happen?
I would have loved to fight those guys because they're well-known names. They're one of the best fighters. Definitely because both of the champions, I think if I would have fought now, Whitaker and Bisping, I would have been favorite. I believe in myself. But I think even the odd makers would give me the edge in that. So I feel like I was there. I deserved it. I think the UFC dropped the ball there.
And some think that the middleweight division is in Bellator is maybe not the deepest and that you could walk in and essentially get a title shot right off the bat. Is that kind of your read? Do you feel like there's lacking depth? Is that why you're suggesting super fights as well? Or do you think that it is a deep division that's just kind of underappreciated?
Well, you know, I think the champion itself is a tough fight. I know people don't know him because he hasn't fought many big names. He doesn't have big wins over, let's say, a well-known name, but he's already a tough test for me. You have Shemirenko there, and like I said, in the light heavyweight, there's plenty of intriguing fights to be made. And Rory McDonald, he said something to move up in middleweight. That's a fight that's maybe happening in the future, or middleweight maybe against Chael Sonnen, or maybe middleweight against Vanderlei. So plenty of big names and good fighters to fight, actually.
Actually, Chael Sonnen, when he was on the show, actually mentioned that he had an interest in fighting you. So that's definitely a name that you'd be interested in exploring.
Yeah, 100%. But, for sure.
Is the title...
Chael Sonnen is a big name.
Is the title the first goal on the list, though?
I don't know if I get the title shot. That's not... said in the contract, so I don't know if I'm gonna fight right away for the belt or not.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. I know you're really busy, but I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.